Tēnā koe, Alf. Kia ora, mate.
Morena, Del. Morena koutou to our whānau listening.
Thanks, Alf, for joining us. Look, homelessness is an issue, and it's a very Māori issue. You get downtown in the evenings too, and so many of our people are down there trying to catch ciggies or get a bit of change and all of that. And I know that it's difficult for them, but it's difficult for our community too to see them so distressed that they have to live on the streets. Do you think the situation is getting any better, Alf?
That's really hard to sort of say whether it's getting better, because a lot of our organisations are still out there helping our whānau who are homeless, and you put the city mission. It's not until I think people actually do the work to find out, go out on there. And I really don't know. I know that the organisations that sort of help our homeless are still struggling, because they're seeing quite a few out there. But man, I just don't know. I hope it is, but I don't think so.
It's very Māori. It's just we're trying to whakamanu our peeps, and I know they're our peeps too. But it's not a good look. Tourists come from overseas, and they, of course, they've witnessed homelessness in many parts of the world. But it seems predominantly an issue for our people. Do you think the Māori wardens could help here somehow?
Oh look, I know the Māori wardens would, and they can. But I think it needs to be an approach with central government, local government, all our organisations. It needs to be approached that way. Because if we can't, if we look at Rotorua, if we look at other areas across Aotearoa, it's a big problem. Then if we put that on top of our whānau who have suffered as a result of the floods earlier in January, but just recent again, it's just needs a big effort from everybody. And, Tamaki Makaurau needs to step up as well with getting things together, not only from the Kaunihera, but working with central government. And the sooner that starts, the better, just to really have a look as a result of all the floods that have left people homeless as a result of those, and just the recent downpours that we've had. So, it just needs a collective approach.
Thanks, Alf. Also, there were these young guys hit the roof of a OT facility out there in Woody. It attracted a lot of attention, understandably. It was damn freezing, but for some reason they were there. They're down now. But what does it say about the way that we are caring or not for our young people that they would feel they need to climb up on the roof? I get the impression that damage has been done, although there might be a bit of damage to the facility. But even so, it's sort of painting a picture of real discontent within the Oranga Tamariki framework. Your thoughts?
Yeah, look, I just think now that our rangatahi are down is a matter of talking with them. And more importantly, I think people that they trusted, they can sit around the table with Oranga Tamariki and just to find out their issues, what's upsetting them, and really having to look at that. And I know that Oranga Tamariki are going through a change in regards to the Te Kahu Waroha that they ended up putting through in early 2021 and accepted the recommendations being accepted. So it's working through that and ensuring that our rangatahi that are not only in the Wiri, but also around New Zealand, the residences and really getting our voices, our young voices, into the residences and seeing how they can help them so we don't get an issue like this again. But look forward to working with Oranga Tamariki and the residences. But, yeah, it's just going to be so important to make sure that there is a kōrero and it happens.
Tēnā koe, Elf. Can we just get an update from you about the rate situation that seemingly has been passed in Auckland? It was a big battle financially this year, and I know you're going to bat strong for those of us who called Southside home. What might you say of where you were able to get the pressure on to try and minimise rates increases for those who can least afford them? What's the lay of the land now around the council table, Alf?
Well, it went through the symbolic gesture that happened last week. The rates were there. I mean, it was interesting again. And, you know, we fought the battle, didn't win it. But that's only the battle. The war is still to be won. We obviously wanted to use more debt because of our debt-to-revenue ratio, having $70 billion worth of assets. But, you know, we just didn't have the numbers, and partial sale went through. Now, I mean, the rates for us, we've had since we started Tāmaki Makaurau, the Kaunihira in 2010, we've always had our rates at a low compared to everybody else, and as a result, it's caught up to us. So, for us, it's the matter of making sure that our assets and our strategic assets don't end up getting privatised or sold, and I think that's the other battle that's coming through for the long-term plan. I know, and Dale, you know this with our whānau and Southside and other areas around West, you know, they don't own their own homes, but that doesn't mean that their rent doesn't get affected with the rates increase, because landlords end up putting that onto to the rent if there's any rate rise. We just wanted to. But look, aroha mate, we just move on to the next battle now.
And of course, one of those battles is going to be at the Bowser, isn't it? If I can use the old term, but the petrol price increase, it just compounds the challenge that many whānau are having on a day-to-day sense. Wages aren't rising, but certainly prices are. There's no debate about that. What would you say of the hardships that we are facing, and how difficult it is for people on low incomes, Alf?
Yeah, look, they are facing the hardships, and that's why, again, I always look to central government, and the reason I look to central government around the Bowsers and that is because they had the effect, and what they did was put the 25% off, and now it's a matter of them having a look at what we can end up doing. People have always calling to have a look at why the petrol is so dear, and also have a look at the markup, and that work needs to still continue around why it's so dear and some of the prices. So, you know, it is Auckland Transport, for example. We need to make sure through the Kaunihira is that there are so many that there are options for our community, so then they don't have to use their motaka. They can get on to the transport, whether it's for the kids. We're helping with the government around public transport for our kids to go to school and back home. But the options have to be there for our whānau to use. So, again, it's still just working with central government, with the Kaunihira at Auckland Transport, to find options and more frequent transport, public transport. Again, let's do it. Let's try and find some options.
Tēnā koe, thanks for sharing some kōrero with us. And I know that the Harbour Bridge they were tempted to close it, but I'm not quite sure if it is or not, but we'll find out soon. Thanks. Alf Filipona joining us, talking council matters regularly on the program. Alf, tēnā koe. Thanks, mate.
Kia ora, Bill.
Kia ora.